Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
But there's always a point, or I try to figure out or find out a lesson in everything that I do. And it just helps me progress, helps me, think and pay attention to what I'm doing in life. When I'm putting that kind of demand on everything that I do, which is trying to identify what can I have learned in that current situation. And today, the biggest thing I've learned today was that, you know, as I was running up the incline, I mean, it takes intention and action to do it. You know, it requires something of you to maintain your pace and to get up that hill, that incline. But also, it's the same way as I'm going down. It takes intention to keep yourself at the same pace going down and not losing control. And so, to me, I look at it and saying, okay, once I start evaluating my climb, what my position in life, where I'm at, I realize that, you know, I think I'm closer to the top than I am if I turned around or I quit and went back, if that makes sense. Because on both sides of the hill, it takes intentionality. It takes intention. So if you give up on your climb, you'll definitely give up when you climb down. And my thing is just continue to go. And that's what I was telling myself is that, look, man, despite where you are in life, despite the money, the success or whatever you acquired or you achieved in your life, there's still a climb. There's always going to be a climb. So if you think that just because you got to a certain area or you reached a certain goal, that's it, that's the end. No, man, it's just starting all over again. And then the climb begins to figure out, okay, what's past that point? What do I do now? How do I re-challenge myself? How do I re-engage myself? And all of these struggles happen to everybody. So it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter if you're right in the middle of just major circumstances, situations, or maybe successfully, physically, or tangibly, you have more than enough. The climb is always going to be there. And for me, I just encourage myself to continue to climb despite what the rest of that hill, that ridge looks like, despite how hard my heart is beating, despite how my legs feel or my mindset is saying, hey man, slow down or give up or whatever the case may be, because if I give up then, I'll give up later. And these things intertwine. Your decisions really matter. They all do, because they all affect, each decision affects another decision. And if I give up now in this circumstance or situation, then what other part of my life will I give up to when pressure gets high, when things just start to increase, when tensions start to rise? And I want to challenge you guys the same way, is that don't give up. I mean, you'll never see what it is that you're focused on. You'll never see what it is that your goals are or what your intentions are. You'll never see the end result of that if you always give up. And that's the key that I want to encourage you guys this morning. But you got to find out, what is it? Here's the question. What is it that you're actually looking for? What are you looking for? That's where it really begins, is what are you looking for? If you can't answer that question, what are you looking for in life? Then it's going to be very easy. And your climb's gonna seem very unworthy or unworth it to continue to climb. What are you looking for in life? You see, personally, I wanna impact, I wanna inspire, I wanna encourage millions of people and help them identify and restore confidence within their life and help them to identify their purpose. That's what I wanna do. Millions of people all over the world. So it's easy for me to get up every morning and say, you know what? I'm going to commit myself to learning, studying, growing, investing in myself, working out to have the best body that I possibly can and be in the best shape to challenge my mindset and the capacity to challenge it, because that's going to help me and encourage me to help others. That's going to help me inspire others to do more than what they're already doing. You see, so when I look at those climbs, I say, man, it's all worth it. It's every bit of it's worth it because of what I'm looking for, what my actions are, what I'm looking to happen, what I'm expecting to happen with my life. Is that important to me? So it makes the climb worth it for me. But I want to ask you guys, what are you looking for? Identify that. If you can't think in the next second, what are your actions led you to? What do your actions consist of? What do your actions have been over the last month or 6 months or the last couple years? Guys, you're just drifting in life. You're just drifting in life. The last year, I think about all the investment, all the time, the action, what my actions are showing me that I'm doing. The businesses that I've acquired, the people that, the decisions I made in my businesses, you know, all of these different things, the investment I made in the mornings to wake up, the way my body looks today versus what it looked like a year ago. See, all of those things, have led me to this point. When I think for a second what my actions look like, guess what? That's what I think about. The impact that I've made on thousands of people locally and now internationally. That's what I think about. But what are your actions reflecting? When you think for a second, good morning, babe. When you think for a second over your last year, what is it telling you? What is your actions telling you? Because if they're opposite of what you're saying you're looking for right now, then you got to do something to change that. You got to be intentional in changing that. You got to do something to say, you know what? I'm not going to continue down this path. I'm going to choose to do something else. I'm going to redirect. I'm going to make some slight decisions that are going to alter my life, alter the direction of my life, and ultimately help me end up in a different direction. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.